A playground just minutes from Harling Point will soon look a whole lot different. At a meeting on July 28, Council voted to award $324,000 to Swingtime Parks and Playgrounds to upgrade the rec equipment at Campare Park. "We're pleased to bring forward the tender award to get this started," said Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture, Thomas Soulier. "We know that this is obviously a very important community amenity for those that live in the immediate neighborhood as well as others that are coming from other parts of the community." Earlier this year, the district initiated a public procurement process to solicit bids from qualified vendors to supply and install new playground features and equipment at the park. Proposals were judged on a range of criteria, including price, warranty, and safety, which Swingtime's proposal met. It was also the only vendor offering local installers and Canadian-made equipment. The company submitted three designs, and the district will solicit feedback to determine which the public prefers. "Our strategy includes taking advantage of both our social media channels, as well as through the local neighborhood," said Soulier. "In the past, we have had great success engaging with children in our day camps, so we'll be looking forward to initiating that again." This project is the third in a series of planned upgrades to the district's 9 playgrounds. Council plans to address at least one per year over the next 5 years, to replace end-of-life elements, improve accessibility, enhance playability, and ensure features include sustainable materials. Countdown. Carrie Smart asked whether the playground's sandbox and basketball court, which doubles as an all-wheels area for kids, would be part of the upgrades. Manager of Parks Chris Hyde Lay explained both features are incorporated within Swingtime's proposed designs. Countdown. Esther Patterson then inquired about whether possible shifts in the neighborhood's demographics had been factored into the vendor's plans. "The engagement we do with the community in advance of determining the design gives us a solid sense of the needs and the age demographics in those communities," said Soulier. "It's also important for us to cast a wider net beyond the immediate community to make sure that we're hearing from families that have an interest in those playgrounds as well." New equipment will be ordered immediately after the public engagement process ends. Upgrades are slated for early fall.